You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and I have the pleasure of welcoming the Skyward team. Thank you very much to Jessica and Matt who are joining me today. Thanks, guys.
Great to be here. How are you, Paul?
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been talking about you guys on the podcast pretty much all week long, and I know we're recording the show here on Friday, but you'll probably hear a lot leading up to this podcast into next week. But I'm very excited to hear what you guys are doing and really to focus on how to acquire an instantaneous airspace authorization. So before we get too far, can you guys tell us what Skyward really focuses on? And then we'll get into the whole Lance system.
Yeah, so Skyward is a drone operations management platform, and we help enterprises and drone operators manage their people, projects, and equipment. And really put that into one efficient workflow. So Lance, or that instant authorization, is one piece of that, and it's something we're really excited about. We do also have free pilot accounts, but we really focus on the enterprise and enabling really drones to operate at scale. And so we do that with a couple different tools all in one platform. There's an airspace map that features Lance. We also have equipment and fleet management, documentation, and also offer a suite of professional services where we actually go in and kind of take an audit of where a company is at their drone program and help them understand how they can use drones and how they can scale across their organization.
That seems extremely useful for even organizations such as Drone U that farms out a lot of drones, or excuse me, drone jobs to drone pilots. But you mentioned something specific I want to hit on for a second. There have been some rumors out there that have been discussing what it costs to have access to the Lance system. Do you mind clarifying that for us?
Happy to. So we've always taken the approach that the NAS should be for everyone. The National Airspace System is something that all commercial drone operators should be able to access and use to further their businesses. And that's one of the reasons that we participated and are so excited about the Lance system. We have free pilot accounts that you can use in very few clicks in seconds to receive airspace authorizations that previously took months. And that's a stance that we stand behind and are going to continue to offer to our customers, both large and small.
I think that is awesome. I love the ideology behind it. I think you guys are doing great things. And I know we'll talk further about just how to get an airspace authorization. So one thing we were talking about before the show is there are only a certain number of airports open to the Lance system currently. Do you guys have any information on just how long it will take to have access to all of these airports and airspaces? Because like you said, it has taken quite a long time to have access to an instant authorization system. And people have waited between 3 and even 6 months of time to have access to this system as a whole. So I'm so excited about this system. I words can't even describe it, but how long will it take for us to just have access to all of the airspace around the country?
So as of today, there are 45 airports at which you can use Lance to access that controlled airspace. There should be another 4 coming online in the next week or two. But that does represent a nice swatch of airspace that previously was very difficult to access. And this is just the beta program for the FAA. So this is the first stab at taking some geographically different airports, some airports from different classes. We've got Class Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and Echo airports represented in the Lance beta. And then as this rolls out and as our customers and others access this airspace, I think the FAA is going to take a look at the success. We already think it's going to be a huge success. And they're looking at turning on all of the rest of the 700 or 900 some airports that the FAA contracts with to roll out early in 2018. And they're standing by that. They think that they're going to roll it out in February or March timeframe.
So early 2018, huh?
Yep.
Wow. All right. So I want to get into now, if I were a drone pilot, which I am, and I wanted to get instant authorization to a particular airspace. So you guys know that here at DroneU, we fly a lot of baseball stadiums, and we've got one particular baseball stadium in Phoenix airspace, Class Bravo, that we're looking to fly in the next couple weeks. Now, for all of you listeners, we are changing the dates, the times, and all relevant information because I love seeing you guys on the show, but I don't like it when you show up to our jobs. So we're changing all of this information. That way we don't have any confusion or any surprise visits, although they are nice, to any of these jobs. So what I'm doing is I'm going to your website right now, skyward.io. And in the top right corner, I clicked sign up as a new user, which is hopefully the correct way to go about it. I hope so because it worked. And I went into my email, didn't even have to authorize anything. And now I'm going into name your organization. Okay, DroneU, signing up as a pilot. And by the way, guys, if you are listening on iTunes, which I know many of you do, or Apple Podcasts, make sure to check out the YouTube version of this video because you'll be able to see just how well-groomed Matt's beard is. I'm kidding. I'm talking about the screen share of exactly how you can sign up for an instantaneous airspace authorization. All right, guys, so before I go onward and forward, it looks like I'm signed up here on the website. And if I wanted to, I'm signed up as a free account, by the way. If I wanted to acquire an instantaneous airspace authorization, where would I go first?
Well, you're going to go to the map first, but before you go there, make sure on your profile page on the dashboard you have put in your phone number. That's a really important step for anyone that's just getting started because that is a requirement in order to submit an instant airspace authorization request.
Awesome. All right. Hold on one second. Preview profile. Oh, definitely don't have that. All right, this is the fun part, trying to figure out how to add that quickly.
If you go to the pencil icon right below your photo or where your organization photo would be, you'll be able to edit that field.
Oh, awesome. See, that's great information. And okay, so we're going to go to the map page. Here we go. Here you will see a list of all the flight areas that have been created in alphabetical order. Okay, I got it. So now we're going to search for Phoenix.
Okay. You can do that either by using the search bar, using latitude and longitude coordinates, or even using our national map and zooming down like you would in Google Maps.
Yeah, and you can use city names or airport codes as well. So PHX would get you right into that airspace.
Awesome. Okay, well, I've got – here we go. Okay, so I've got Arizona State pulled up. And, okay, I see the stadium. All right. So now I'm going to essentially draw the area around the stadium. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, the area where you and the entire flight area. So you want to make sure it includes your takeoff and landing and any place you might be flying.
Okay. Let's draw a line. So you guys will have to draw a line. You'll click to start. Draw a new point, new point, new point. Okay.
A couple different drawing tools. There's a circle, a box tool, and a freehand tool.
Awesome. I love the flexibility in the system. Like, you really allow a lot of different ways to have access to the airspace. Like, okay, you're going to fly around here, or let's create some sort of, you know, layer that you're going to fly here. I just like the flexibility. I appreciate it. So, all right, now that I've drawn out my area, what's next?
So now you've named your flight area.
Named it.
And so now in the left-hand column in the flight areas, you'll see a list. If you click on the flight area you just created,
it says Party Central. I'm just kidding. You guys know about ASU, right? Okay, just clarifying. All right, there will be no drinking during this flight or before it, I promise. So now we're going to go to plan, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, go to plan. Let's pick a date here. Okay, I'm going to go 10 a.m., same day. I love how you guys have a video, by the way, to this whole system, which we did go through this video before we went on the show, and I am familiar with the system, but I just want all of you listeners out there to truly understand the step-by-step aspect of exactly how you should go about filing for airspace authorization. So here we go. All right. Person in command, yours truly. Crew, yours truly. Aircraft. So can we type in any aircraft, or it says sample aircraft here? Does it matter?
If you go to the manage bar at the top, you can actually add your aircraft, and there you can include serial numbers, registrations. And if you haven't registered, there's a link to do that as well with the FAA.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. So then once I've clicked the date, the time, the pilot, the aircraft, now I'm selecting the flight area. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you sure you want to navigate away from this page? Cancel. Got to save this. Operation name is required. Ah, see, I'm not fulfilling my duty here.
That's at the top of the page in gray. So if you scroll to the top, you'll see it says operation name.
Oh, okay.
That.
Okay. Boom, save. Let's save this bad boy. See, this is good information. This wasn't in your video, so there is value added here. Okay, so I went then. I clicked the top right corner, which says select flight area, and I go select flight area. All right, now I'm going to click from the area that I actually mapped out in your previous map page, correct?
Yes. The little plus icon next to your flight area, you'll see a button that says attached to operation.
Awesome.
And this will allow you to create flight areas for places you frequent. So if you were to do recurring flights in the same area for the stadium, you could just come back and attach this area again the next time you go out.
Gotcha. Yeah, I seem to have cleared out my my plan by going back and forth. So, okay, let's go back to map and then plan. Now, if I wanted to pull up an old map, how would I do that? Would I have to submit an entirely new project, or is there a way to pull up previously planned operations?
You can go to the Manage tab again and scroll down to Operations, and you'll see a list of all previously planned, logged and planned operations.
Wow, you guys are on it. I love this. I love this. Okay. Operation ID number, select flight area, ASU Stadium. Click the plus button, attach to operation. Here we go. And then now the magical button. Now I'm gonna turn up my volume because the sound that you have chosen for this request authorization is amazing.
So that is just in the video.
Oh no!
Like,
really?
We'll ask the devs if they can add that in. They're working on a lot of really cool features that'll probably be prioritized above the magic sound. But you can play that on your own.
Oh man, I played it in the show. So it's saying that it needs my phone number, but I already put my phone number in. Ah, all right, so I'm going to go back here. So it just goes to show, guys, it is so important. So my phone number is in. All right, phone number is in. Back to manage, back to operations. ASU stadium mapping planned. It says, and I quote, FAA authorization required. In order to fly here, you must first obtain authorization from the FAA. Request authorization. Oh, no. In order to fly here, pilot in command requires a phone number. Edit Paul Aiken's profile. Is there a specific way to enter your phone number?
Should be under your personnel page on the manage tab. So if you go up to manage and personnel, you may have added it to your overall profile, but it may not have attached to you, your personal pilot. And there's a difference there, right? And for our enterprise users, there's a contact for the business overall, but each individual pilot, should they wish to access Lance, also needs to have their phone number information.
Ah, so that was the key right there.
And on this personnel page, you can also upload your 107 license, your personal insurance, whatever other relevant documentation that might be appropriate to store for yourself.
Okay, so I think I got it. Save. See, this is all great information. The video makes it out to be super easy, which it's still very easy, by the way. But there are some nuances, obviously. Okay, so now we're at the notification of intended use as a condition of this authorization. I agree to comply with 14 CFR Part 107. Well, I'm going faster than 100, so can't do this. Just kidding. Mapping is very slow, so I'm not flying over non-participants. Do not exceed maximum authorized altitude, and ensure there are no TFRs. All right, agree? I'm really bummed that there's no magical sound. Look at that authorization in hand. Today's a beautiful day, guys. So Thank you so much for putting together this system. Now, when you talk about what Skyward.io does, if we were managing a business of multiple drone users, let's say we've got 10 dronies who love to map and model, how does Skyward help manage the system? Do they help in logistics planning, from authorizations to planning out the flight paths to making sure the data has been captured correctly to delivery of data and understanding logistical placement of data? Can you help us understand more about just what Skyward does for businesses that operate with multiple pilots?
That's where Skyward really shines, Paul. It allows you to send the right pilots to the right job. So you can associate the particular crew that is going to go fly your area for flying the ASU stadium, and then have a whole nother crew, equipment, batteries, every other sensor that you need to track, and send them to a completely different place.
So you can track batteries.
Yeah. That's one of the limiting factors of flights, is you can only be up there as long as you have a battery. And so you need to make sure that you go out into the field with the right number for the type of missions that you're going to fly.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of clients, too, that choose to plan logistics around that. You know, it's easier for them to move drones than it is batteries. So if they have specific sites but not a drone at every site, they'll stage batteries at that site. So then in Skyward, they can see where those batteries are located as well.
That's awesome. So what does it typically cost for a company to sign up for something like what Skyward offers? Because I think it's awesome. And I would say, actually, before you answer that question, is there a way to monitor where the pilot uploads the data? So one of our big issues here is that we've got hundreds of pilots, actually thousands, but hundreds just sounds a little bit better, who are uploading data and photos to multiple places where then that data needs to be processed into photogrammetry. So is there a way to monitor that as well?
One of the nice things about the Skyward platform is that there's so much that's customizable. And we have custom fields at different places within the operations where you can have, if a particular crew really likes to use drone deploy, for instance, you can note in that operation that they've uploaded it to drone deploy, processing should take X time, and data should be delivered on this schedule. So you, as the director of operations, can manage not just the pilot, but also when they can expect to deliver the imagery back to the customer.
Wow, this is awesome. All right, so last question. What does it cost for a business to have this type of system? Are there limitations based on number of pilots, or what type of limitations do we have in pricing?
Well, like we said, we do have the free account available, and that's for individual pilots. And that does include all the features you went through today. And then for businesses, the pricing really depends on what the business needs, what they're trying to do, how many pilots they're running, and how much of those professional services we mentioned that they might need. So we really just encourage people to contact us, and so that we can get them a quote that's going to fit all of their business needs. And you can reach out to us at contact@skyward.io. To touch.
Awesome. Well, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been really awesome to have you. I love what you're doing. Actually, really quick, before I end the show, there was one question from one of our members here, and they were asking, does Skyward provide a platform like other companies, which will go unnamed, that provide details on airspace like maps and layers for TFRs and layers for other NOTAMs and whatnot?
We do. We source that data directly from the FAA and vet it and check the most up-to-date TFRs ourselves. And we show in our business accounts, we offer a TFR map if you're from a traditional aviation background and you want to approach planning your missions from a TFR VFR sectional approach, you can use our VFR map as well to plan it out. And we also have a map, just a basic map layer, and a Google Earth type view as well.
Now, is that available to pilots like I just signed up?
Yes.
Awesome. Wow. You guys are really killing it. Love what you're doing. So again, if we want to get a hold of you, it's skyward.io. And then what's the email address to contact you guys directly for your business services?
Contact.
That was easy.
Contact@skyward.io. And Paul, we did want to mention too, we are having a webinar on November 9th. It's free. And we actually, Matt will be on there talking even more about Lance, not just how to use it with Skyward, but more specifically how it's benefiting operators, how it came to be, how Skyward is involved, kind of the whole process of working with Lance. And we also have a special guest of Jay Merkel, who's the Deputy Vice President at the FAA, who is also leading the Lance program there. So if users or if your listeners have any questions, they can feel free to send them to an instant advance, or if you want to gather some, we'd take the top question from Joe and you for sure.
That is so awesome. Well, I will be there, popcorn in hand, ready to see what question ends up winning. But man, I could go into benefits for days on why this is so beneficial, especially compared to the manned system versus the unmanned system. But guys, thank you again for coming on the show. Really do appreciate it. And I love what you're doing. And yeah, thank you.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us, Paul.
Thank you. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us today. You've been listening to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. We'll see you next time.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.